Back on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Speck with you, live from our KGGF studios alongside Matt Jordan as we take you through the morning. And it is Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, and that spells out Independence Chamber of Commerce time, more commonly as Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, welcome back in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
As it is unbelievably one of the final Tuesdays of August. I can't believe 2018 is just absolutely flying by us. School was in session back on this, goodness, when was it? The 15th. So that would have been last Tuesday that we had spoken. That was first week of school. And you got kind of in the middle of that school traffic this morning, didn't you?
I did. So I was a few minutes late leaving the house, which was fine, except that I hadn't planned on all of the school traffic. Yeah. And I, like you, have to go through two school zones to get out of town. And
I've been having to deal with that. And it's, you know, it's never an issue. It's just everybody's so courteous. It's like, oh, yeah, you can come in. It's like, no, I'm late for work. Come on, get out of my way. So, but yeah, school's in session. I'm sure the roads and things like that keep your head on a swivel still for the next couple of weeks as kids are entering their first few weeks.
It's easy to get used to the summer traffic and not having to worry about it. I'm coming back from lunch at about the time that the buses are picking up students at Phil Kinley.
Easy excuse.
Yeah.
It's just like
and I'm like, oh, I gotta remember to get back sooner because I don't want to get stopped by
I don't want to get stuck behind some traffic. So.
Well, and then I actually do come through the high school zone here, coming into Coffeyville. Yep. So, yes.
Double whammy for you on Tuesday mornings. Well, Lisa, we've got, I believe it's our final series of the Summer Speaker Series this evening.
Yes. Yes. So that's today. So Jody Hayes, who is the COO, I believe is her title, at Four County Mental Health, and she is their final speaker, and her presentation is called Leadership Lessons from Charlie Brown. If you know anything about Jody, you know it's going to be awesome. She definitely has a gift to present and to lead and to inspire and to energize, and so I'm so excited that she's going to be speaking to all of our young professionals. So if you are a member, you are invited to go to the luncheon today. It starts at 11:30. It's at Big Cheese Pizza. They do a little networking for the first 15 minutes, then they have a lunch, and then Jody will speak from 12 to 1, and it's for members only. But if you are interested in joining, you can go ahead and attend the luncheon and you can join. If it doesn't work into your schedule but you still want to join, be sure and call the chamber at 331-1890 and get scheduled for that or get signed up for that. They have about 80-85 members to the young professionals. They're doing lots of fun things. So one of their fun things happening this week, and I believe it's night golf, and I think that it is Friday night. Have you ever played night golf?
I have not.
So. I've played plenty of golf at night, but there was more, you know, goofing off involved than there was actual tournament style.
Okay, well, this is tournament style, and probably a lot of goofing off too. But
as well.
It is night golf, and it's this Friday at 8 o'clock, and they're going to be playing 9 holes. It's teams of 2 people. It's $70 if you don't have a cart, and it's $100 with a cart, so that's $50 a piece. And the community is welcome, so you don't even have to be between 21 and 40-ish to play night golf and goof off. But I've seen the supplies, the big box of supplies came in. So there's all these glow-in-the-dark golf balls, tees, and these necklaces that you wear.
I was going to ask, I lose enough golf balls on a regular day of golf. I can't imagine when the sun goes down and I can't actually see
probably
my ball.
Probably easier so, since they're glow-in-the-dark.
I was going to say, because you can like charge a glow within a ball, because there's always those glow golf mini putt-putt things where I come from. There was hundreds of them, and they just recharged the glow, and it made them shine in the darkness. It was crazy. I wonder if those golf balls have that material on them.
I have no idea.
Because, you just throw them under, I think it's like a black light or something.
It charges
it up, and then it becomes, you know, very, very bright at some points. So you can recharge them. So I'm thinking that's kind of what it is, because I lose enough golf balls as it is. So.
Well, that'll be fun. And it's a fundraiser for young professionals so that they can use those monies that they raise and put them back into the community through some civic project that they have elected to do. One of their projects they're working on right now with the city commission and all of the final details will be to redo the basketball courts on Park Boulevard. They're right by the ballparks, and they need some TLC, some new gulls and some resurfacing and some new painting. And so they're going to be putting a pirate head and a bulldog head and kinds of fun stuff. And really, one of their projects, and they need some money to get that done. So they're having the night golf tournament. So again, if you're interested, you can call the chamber and we'll still get you signed up. I think last I checked, they had room for a few more. So
sweet.
Yeah, so that will be fun. We have city commission meeting this week. That's Thursday evening, so put that on your calendar and stay informed. You go to the city commission meeting.
I did, and I was worried. I was kind of looking at Matt because I was like, man, I think I missed it last week, but
you
it's
didn't.
This week. This
you
week,
didn't.
Okay, good deal. It's coming up.
So yes, so 5:30 at the Veterans Room in the Civic Center of Memorial Hall will be our city commission meeting. And if you can't go, you can watch them on YouTube, and you can also go onto the city's website and watch them as well. And then they also put them on the public access channel in Independence. So if you're a Cable One subscriber, you're able to watch that that city commission meeting.
Very
on
cool.
TV.
And I've noticed as well, I don't know if it's live, but it's at least a day or two after they posted on the city Facebook page as well.
Right.
I've been able to kind of go back and get some information on there.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your easiest route, that's an easy way to do it. So tell me about this can opener though. That's it's kind of really intriguing me. You set it off the air.
Yeah, yes.
I have no idea. What is the can opener here?
So the can opener is a canned food drive to open the fall sports season. So
play on words. I like it.
That's,
Friday, August the 24th, will be a volleyball scrimmage at 4 o'clock in the IHS Gymnasium, followed by a soccer scrimmage at 6 o'clock at Schulte Stadium, followed by the football scrimmage at the same place at Schulte Stadium at 7. And so admission to the soccer and football scrimmage is just one non-perishable food item. And the different classes, so freshman, sophomore, high school, senior, they all get at different locations around Schulte Stadium. They usually dress up with a theme, and then when you approach the stadium with your canned goods, they accost you to try to get you to come to their entry, and the winner of the heaviest, the most weight collected in canned foods then becomes the winner. And so it's a big class competition. So it's always fun. And it's a great way to help stock the community food basket at the Access Center and, give to a worthy cause. You know, when I was in high school, though, the can opener, this tells you how times have changed. The can opener was canned pop, because after a football game, that's what you did. You drank pop. And now we don't drink pop.
Yeah.
We drink water, and we know better, and we hydrate, and we do all those healthy things. So no more pop. But that's actually how the can opener got started.
Okay, And then a nice little play on words with it as well. And it's an easy way, because what better way than to get a bunch of competitive high school kids to try and raise as much cans as possible? Because I remember we had one as well. It was against clubs. It was like baseball versus football versus whatever. And it was a competition, It was who's going to win. And at the end of the day, it was only benefiting who was going to receive that, non-perishable food at the end of the day. So it's a very easy way to encourage more, more use out of it than it was.
Absolutely.
We did it, but it was homerooms.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, anyway, the competitive aspect to it, back in elementary school, it was like, winner gets a pizza party. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everybody's bringing cans of food.
I think that's what they...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I never won.
That's smart. That is smart. Make it a little competition for them, and then easy way to add all that up. So that's the 24th. What else is happening?
24th
is also the golf tournament,
yes.
So I kind of went over that.
Yes, you're right.
25th,
so a lot is happening. So Friday night, you can do the scrimmage, and then you can actually, you could take in the scrimmage and still make it to night golf, because night golf starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's just a short drive down the road.
You hit everything, because you can hit the volleyball, the soccer. I like that they're all 3-in-1 night, so you don't have to worry about several nights of activities. You just boom, 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 and then you go to the night golf.
Yeah, and Schulte's and the country club are fairly close to each other as well.
Oh, yes.
And that's a 2-3 minute drive right
down
the road.
So it's absolutely doable. So get that in on Friday night. And then on Saturday, the farmer's market will be in its final day. And so they're wrapping up the farmer's market. So be sure and take advantage of that one last time in downtown Independence, 7:30 to 10:30. And then that evening, we're going to have our third of a four movie series for free downtown movie nights, and we will be showing Despicable Me 3, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Heckman Family Dental. Dr. Beth Heckman will be our feature movie night sponsors, and we're pretty pumped about this because in Despicable Me 3, I don't know, have you seen it?
I have not. I've seen the other two.
So the Minions are in the movie, and the Minions are going to be downtown. So kids will be able to get their pictures taken with the Minions. And then the First Baptist Church is actually jumping on board. They're going to be bringing three inflatables downtown. And so that will be a lot of fun for all the kids to jump and play on as well. And then we'll have all of the regular things beyond the bounce houses and the inflatables. We'll still have the face painting. We'll still have popsicles and popcorn, and we have bottled water and glow-in-the-dark bracelets, and everything is completely and totally free. So and it should be a great night. I've been watching the weather. It's going to get all the rain out of its system Wednesday and Thursday, I believe. And it looks clear, and if it's anything like, I didn't check the temperature, but if it's anything like today, it will be amazing.
Yeah,
because
it'll be
it's
perfect.
So nice outside. So 7:30 is the pre-show activity start time, and then 8:30 is the movie night, the movie show time. And the reason why that moves up every time is because the sun is setting earlier, so the movies start earlier every season. And then The Incredibles will be our last movie.
Nice.
The end of September. So
I love that movie. One of my favorites of any of the animated ones. So, well, you were talking a little off the air about something that you're going to have to check up with us next week after you attend, but it's the VFW Bingo Night on the 27th.
I know. So Bingo Night is at the VFW, like you said, every Monday evening. Doors open at 5, games begin at 7. The packs start at $7, so it's an affordable, fun night. And we always flash out this flyer to all of our chamber members. And my sister, as soon as it went out yesterday, I get a text, and it was a group text to my sister, my daughter, and my mom that said, "We need to play bingo." And I flipped my calendar over to next Monday, and it's clear, and I said, "Let's do it." So we're going to go play bingo on Monday night. That's the plan. And I will report back in next Tuesday on my bingo success.
We better get some winnings out of you from the bingo night.
Yeah, I'm just going for the fun, but if I win, that will be even better.
Lisa's always going for the fun.
I haven't played bingo in a long time.
I love bingo.
Bingo's great.
It
is. You know, that wouldn't be a bad cheap date idea.
Yeah.
Really.
That is a great idea.
$7 for the bingo packs.
Yes, you should go.
Something like that. Hey, there you go. Well, Lisa, coming up here close pretty much to the bottom of the hour, but I know you've got, to finish off the month of August, the first days of September. Looks like we've got some football heading into our community over there in Independence, hey?
Yes, we do. So on August the 31st will be the first IHS home football game, and we're playing El Dorado at Schulte Stadium. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. And then following that, September the 1st will be the first home football game for Independence Community College as they take on Hutchison Community College at Schulte Stadium, and the kickoff will be at the same time as IHS football. That is at 7 p.m. And we will also be starting back with our Bulldog Pride Walk with a Purpose, picking up trash around the community from 9 to 10 on every Saturday morning. We're going to start that back on September the 1st, so mark your calendar for that. And save the date for this one, Optimist Pancake Feed at the Wesley Center from 7 to noon. It's their one and only fundraiser that they do. It's an all-you-can-eat pancakes and sausage. It's great fun. And this particular group of people, the Optimist Club, not only are they an optimistic bunch of people, but their theme or their platform is a friend of youth. Everything that they do is focused on the youth of the community. So they give back to a very important group of people, and we're excited to be able to support them. I'm actually an Optimist member, so I'm doing a little shameless plug for my own little group.
But who doesn't love a pancake?
I know. They're awesome.
No kidding. And when is that?
September the 8th.
September the 8th at the Wesley Center.
And also, you can start probably, I would say, tomorrow. No, it might be after Thursday when the commission approves it. But the Canocla 100-mile highway sale and citywide garage sale will be in Independence on September 14th, 15th, and 16th. So clean out your garage, your closets, your drawers. Get all of the things that are your trash that you can turn into someone else's treasures and put them in the garage sale on the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Very cool. All right, Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, spending some time with us here this Tuesday morning and next Tuesday as well. And I'm expecting a bingo update from you next Tuesday.
Okay.
So, all righty, Lisa, thanks for spending some time with us. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.